And now it's time on Flame CCR to take a look behind the studio's green door to find out who is in today's chat room.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
And now, are you listening?
Caulfield on lead, well, Pete Caulfield and with Ray Davis, I believe, on lead vocals there. Ray Davis from Wavertree Evangelical Church rather than the Kinks. My name is John Cheek. I'm privileged to say that joining me in the studio today is Pete Caulfield from South Liverpool. Pete, I'd just like to say hello and welcome to Flame Radio.
Hello there, John. It's a delight to be here.
And Pete, the number of times we have played Pete Caulfield tracks on Flame Radio over the years, I'd like to have a pound for every time we have. I'd be a very rich man. Pete, you're here at last. You've got a new album coming out in March 2018. It's going to be called The Journey. And Pete, straight away here, you're going to play a few tracks from that album. What's the first one called?
The first track I'm going to do from it is actually The Journey.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Caulfield and the title track of his new album, The Journey. And yes, we're coming to you from our studios here in Rock Ferry, in Birkenhead. We're a Christian and community radio station. Our guest for the next hour is the Scouser, the worship leader, Pete Caulfield. And Pete, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Now, there's a question about myself. Not very often I get asked that question, to talk about myself. I'm Liverpool born and bred. I support Liverpool FC.
Wouldn't have thought it. Wouldn't have thought it.
I support Liverpool FC passionately. I have a lot of people who are my friends who support the other ones. That's okay.
What, Tranmere Rovers?
How old am I? Oh, gosh. 52. 53. I was saying to a friend, how did I end up 53? And I've got a son who's 28 now, Joel.
I'll get me bus pass this year.
My son Joel, my eldest son, is 28. And I'm 28? It was his birthday the other day. We have all our birthdays in our family close together, except for mine. It's my daughter Rebecca, Becky, and my son Asher, and they both have their birthday on the same day in January, 26th January. Not the same age, they're years apart. Becky was 22 and Asher was 15. And then Joel's birthday comes the day before Tracy, my wife's birthday. His is on the 12th of February and his on the 13th of February. Then we have Valentine's Day on the 14th of February.
Pete, your birthday, 53 years ago, from 2018, and were you brung up in a church household? Did you have what you might call a Christian upbringing?
I had an upbringing where my parents were very understanding of the things, but I wasn't part of a church in my upbringing, no. I came to faith, if you like. I first discovered my kind of Christian faith and discovered God when I was 18 years old. And that was when I started going to Long Lane Church, which is the church I'm now at in Garston again. I've come full circle. When I was a youngster, I was in the Scouts, and that was something I was encouraged to do. My mum and dad, in the early days, I lived in one of the places I remember was under the bridge in Garston. And then we moved to Mossley Hill. And that was a place I had.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad's still in the house now in Mossley Hill. It's a home I've got a lot of fond memories of. Still visit dad there. You know, a lovely place to be. I lived with my brother as well. My brother, who I'm still in touch with now. He lives in York now. We love going to York to visit Dave. Dave and I have stayed close, and I suppose I'm involved in the church now. I started at the age of 18, and I've stuck with things, and God's become bigger and bigger in my life as the years have gone on. And I met Tracy, who's my wife. I met her in as a part of the church, and we grew together in Christian things.
So did you fancy her first, did she fancy... Is she listening to this at the moment?
I don't know who should tell you this story. Yes, I did, but I liked her when we were in school together. We were in the same secondary school, and I was in year 13 and she was in year 11 at the time. It sounds bad now, but it seemed all right. I don't know, I just saw her and liked her, and she didn't like me at first, so I had to do a bit of praying.
Oh, not wooing.
But she joined the Christian Union and we got to know each other, and we've got lots of funny stories now. We look back on and think, how did we end up together? But it's amazing, and God brought us together. It's not all been easy. We've had times of challenge. We've had great times in it all, but we're still together. And we've just, this year, we celebrate on the 30th of August, which is my birthday. We celebrate our 32nd wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
That's incredible, isn't it? I think God's been good to us. He's been very good, and he's supported us through lots of stuff. And people in the church have been good to us, people in our families. You know, we have great families we come from. I love my brother. I love my dad to bits. You know, I still see my dad a lot now. We go to gigs together. He takes me to see loads of bands like ELO and stuff like that. And we've been to see loads of different bands. And I go out with my dad. It's a thing I like doing with him. We watch the Reds together as well. My dad has kept me going with Liverpool. He's great. My dad's been incredibly supportive of us as a family as well, in an incredible way. And even through some of the challenges, and he's always been very supportive of me as a musician as well. And even though I'm kind of really involved in the church a lot, but he's been great and very supportive and understanding.
So, Pete, your life has gone on a journey to some extent.
It has, yeah. I was
your marriage has gone on a journey.
Totally.
Now got a new album coming out called The Journey. Can you perform another track for us now, please?
Yes. Now, this is one called Crown of Thorns, which is going to be the third track on the album.
Yeah.
And this one was a song I wrote, and I was reflecting on just the sacrifice of Jesus and all the things he's done for us. I just want to say, some people are artists and they paint amazing pictures. I am not an artist in that sense. Don't ask me to paint. But we all creative in different ways. So one thing is one person. For me, it's me writing and me songwriting. I express my love for God and my appreciation of what God's done for me through my writing and through my words.
You're certainly doing this track.
And
this is Crown of Thorns.
This one's called Crown of Thorns, yes. thanks be to God, who always leads us into victory, in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Pete Caulfield there, and a track called Crown of Thorns from the new album called The Journey. Field there, and a track called Lord, You Have Been So Good to Me. And Pete, we talked a little bit about what life was like for you as a teenager, falling in love, becoming a Christian. And Pete, as a new Christian, how did you get into worship? How did you get into playing music and being part of a worship group in church?
Well, what we see nowadays is worship in churches. It wasn't like that then. That was kind of a new concept, the way it was building up. And
what, even guitars in church?
Yeah, that was all new. And
and how long ago was this?
We're talking about 1980, 1981. Oh. They were forming a worship team at Long Lane Church under the guidance of Dr. Jonathan Locke, who I'm still in touch with now. And he was the music leader at the church then, and he came and asked me, as an 18-year-old, would you like to play guitar? And I was kind of in fear and trembling, but I got involved in that, and that started to become more prominent in the church over time. I started to experiment with words and just playing with words and using words. I mean, I think I wrote my first song ever before then, before I'd come to Christian faith. I was at home when I was there. I wrote a song. I can't remember its title. But I remember writing it. So it was some kind of a song, and I did it on my guitar and sung it to my brother, I think, and that was it. I don't know. He'll probably, if you ever meet him, he'll tell you what it was one day.
This is Dave, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Dave, my brother Dave. Yeah, he's great. I love Dave. He's fantastic. And Sue, his wife, and Robbie, all fantastic people in our family. But in terms of writing worship songs and getting involved in that, it all started in my days in Long Lane. In fact, we've got an old copy of Long Lane Praise, which was our own praise book we put together back in the late 80s, early 90s, in which it had my songs in it. Some of the songs, actually, that are in that are the songs I went on to record. And some of those early songs I wrote are songs which people grew to love and still request me to do now when I do things. And one of them was done on the Work of Art album called As We Gather. And that's a song that everyone loves and says is a beautiful song and helps them worship God. And so I got involved, I started writing. Some of the stuff I wrote has remained in the file, shall we say. It hasn't seen the light of day yet, all these years later. But you have times, and like the Grace is a song I wrote in those early days. I just got the words of the Grace and put it to music, and a lot of churches have sung that song over the years, and off and on have requested that song for me. I went to one place, and they came up to me and said, we're going to do this song, Pete. Would you play this for us? Do you know this one? And it was my song. I said, I hope I should know it. I wrote that.
And that was the... That was the Grace. Well,
yeah.
We will be hearing that before the end of the programme today. But for now, Pete, what have you got for us next?
I'm going to do a song for you, a little acoustic number, gentle song that just invites the Spirit of the Lord to move in our lives. It's a song I recorded on my Rescued album back in 2006, I think. And it's just Spirit of the Lord, move amongst us now. Come reveal your power. Touch us, Lord. And I just pray you'll be touched by God right now. I'm making that my prayer.
Yeah.
Short, but very sweet. And Pete, since those early days of playing music, writing music, being involved with worship, things have progressed quite considerably for you. And you've been invited to lead worship in a number of places. You've recorded a number of worship albums. Can you give us a little bit of a potted history now of your worship career?
Well, I've always been involved in church worship teams over the years. My journey began at Long Lane, Garston, where I am now. I have to say, I am loving life at the Lane now, the church it is now. We've got Pastor Nick Johnson and his wife Ange, and they are tremendous people of God and faith, and they have been a great blessing to my family, an incredible blessing, and I can't thank them enough for all their ministry and support in our lives. The whole people of the church, really. I've got some great friends there. Dave Penn has been a friend of mine since we were in school together. But it started on that level, and then I got involved in corporate praise events. I was involved in leading worship at an event in the Anglican Cathedral years ago in the 1990s called Mersey Praise. Mersey Praise, and it was brilliant. We had about 1,800 people there, and it was a tremendous time. I launched my first album ever, which is now not available anymore. It's something I've got on cassette. And I launched that in a place called Central Hall, the Methodist Mission, yes. Central Hall. And we had a mass choir there, who were all singing, and they were being directed by the guy who's involved with me now, who's also the team I'm in with Graham. And he's been a great guy in my life. He was the choir director in those days, and he had this incredible gift to be able to just get people singing together. And we launched it there, and the things we did, and the place was full. We had a great bit, hundreds and hundreds of people there. I've played at Crossrhythms
Festival down in Devon.
Yes, Oakhampton in Devon.
Wow. And, so you know Tony Cummings as well, then?
I've met Tony Cummings quite a few times over the years.
A mutual friend.
Tony just seems to be always there. He's always there or thereabouts, and he pops up in all kinds of places. And he's kind of one of those people who's, imprinted on my life. But I've had some amazing honours and privilege over the years. I've worked with some fantastic people. I was involved with Norman Barrett, who produced my third album, Work of Art, which, until I've just done the album I've done now, The Journey, my Work of Art album is my favourite album I've done out of all of them. Just working with Norman, the late Norman Barrett, he was such a blessing to me. I'm eternally thankful to God for what Norm did for me. And he played some amazing guitar on this album. He did a lot of production. He spent a lot of hours. It was well received at the time. And it still is. We're about to launch a new website, actually, which my son has designed. And it shows a bit of a history of what we've done, as well as all the new stuff. So it's really interesting. And it's going to be great. We went on tour as a band with Jesse Dixon. Remember the late Jesse Dixon? And Norm Barrett was involved in that as well. Different parts of the UK, Portsmouth Guildhall, Northern Ireland, Birmingham. Had a few dates. I've been to Scotland. I've been all kinds of places. And I just consider that anything I've done, it doesn't matter how big or how small it is. I've done big events with thousands of people there. I've played in people's front rooms. And I attach the same level of importance to everything I do because it's what God's doing at that time.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Pete, have you got another song?
Now, this song is a song I was introduced to myself during my frontline days.
That's Frontline Church in Liverpool.
And it was introduced by a guy called Dave Anderson, who's a great friend of mine, even still. I love Dave to bits. Dave is an incredible songwriter in his own right and an incredibly gifted musician. Anyway, he introduced this song. It's not his, but it was a song he introduced. I always remembered the way he introduced it. It stuck in my mind, but it was just my type of song. It's a song called The Lord's Loving Kindnesses. Oh, pray. Your faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pete Amen. Caulfield there on Flame Radio. Field there, and a track called Jesus, Lamb of God. This is a very special 1 hour music program looking at the music of the Christian, the worship leader, Pete Caulfield from Liverpool. And Pete, it's a privilege to have you with us in the studio today. And Pete, you talked about playing things like Mersey Praise. You've played at the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool as well. You've also talked about challenges in life. And I dare say those challenges in more recent years have probably been the influence on your album, The Journey. But Pete, I think in recent years, you've probably known one or two dark times.
Yeah.
Has God always been there? Have you always had a sense of the presence of God with you?
We have had challenges along the way. I've come to realise that everybody has challenges of different kind. It's not one thing or another. Everybody has different things. But we've had some significantly challenging periods, and I look back on it and God has always been faithful to us. Yes. And it's not just about God's faithfulness to us. It's about people in God's body in the church get round you and minister to you at those times. And it's the importance of being in fellowship, part of a fellowship, whichever it is. And I think we need to have teachable spirits as well. Not be people who are proud, who think we know it all, but have teachable spirits.
Oh, yeah.
And always be open to the teaching of others. And it's good to get into relationships with people where you're kind of accountable to each other, you know, and you can be honest. And there's a great support in that. But I think in recent years, yeah, I go back 2013, really, to the time when my daughter became ill. And it was something that we weren't expecting. And it turned everything upside down. It was a tough time. But you know what? With illnesses in your family, you don't know what's around the corner. Nobody knows what's around the corner, none of us. And you might be sitting here listening right now, and you've got things going on in your life and in your family. None of us know the future. We only know the God of the future. And what I can testify is people around us, I can't thank people around us enough for their support during those times, their incredible support. But, I mean, we've come to a place now where things are going forward. When my daughter became first ill, my guitar went away. I didn't have any desire to play. I didn't want to. I didn't even get to church much, really. I was in South Liverpool Vineyard then, and we were visiting my daughter in hospital, you know, which was in a different hospital to Liverpool, and we had to travel to it. So often we'd be there on a Sunday, and I couldn't get to a church. But, you know, I'm so proud of my daughter, Becky, and who she's become today. And she has fought so hard. And it's incredible, because I look back at now, and, you know, people around us in our family, my dad, I give tribute to my dad because he's been such a massive support to us through those times. I can never repay him for all he's done. And he's still there and he's supported us amazingly. And I just think the world of my dad, you know, he blesses me so much. He takes me to gigs and everything and we have a good time. But we've had all that. But we've had the people in the church around us as well. It was part of that that brought me back to Long Lane. I can remember the occasion. Because my wife said to me, Tracy said to me, why don't you go along to an evening service? Just go along to one piece. Because I was in a dark place. I can look back now and I was hanging on to God with my fingertips. It was a fingertips experience. I can't describe it any other way. I was hanging on to my faith for dear life with my fingertips. It was tested that much. What I realise now, when I look back on it, is I was being held in the palm of God's hand. You know? Actually, that's what was happening. I couldn't see that. But Tracy said to me, go to an evening service. And I went to a communion service at the Lane. And I'll never, ever forget it for as long as I live. Because a friend of mine just put his arm around me. He's a guy called Steve, who's a really good friend of mine, Steve Taylor. I don't know whether even he remembers doing this. But he put his arm around me and he just said to me, he said, it's time now, isn't it, Pete? And I just fell apart. I went and broke bread and took communion, and I heard the words that Nick Johnson uses these words when he introduces communion, and it's something he's developed. He says, I've actually got Nick saying those words on my new album, the start of that song I wrote about communion called Here I Come Again. But when I had that, that's when I knew that things were turning. And Tracy said to me, why don't you go along to a morning service? And I went, and Nick Johnson was preaching. And if you could have emptied that church and I was the only one there, it was all for me. And I'm thankful for that, because I went home and I said, Trey, this is the church where God wants us now. This is where he wants us to be. It didn't seem like my old church. It was like my old church with people there and you. But it was like a new church as well. So it was like the old and the new together. It was incredible. So I was thinking, I couldn't quite get my head around it, because I always said I didn't want to go back to my old church. But it was a new church that was my old church, which was incredible. This is one of the very first songs I ever wrote, worship songs, when my new church was the old church in our first time there. It's called The Grace. It's just the words of The Grace put to music. Quite a few churches have sung this over the years, but maybe if you know this, you can sing it with us now, or just listen to the words. Okay. And I say these words to everyone out there as a time of, I'm going to speak out the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit over each one of us, so that we'll know His grace upon our lives.
Lane Chapel in South Liverpool. Pete Caulfield, thank you very much.
As we gather in this holy place and see Jesus on His throne, we have come here to enjoy His grace and worship Him. In praise and jubilation.
You'll notice that in this programme, Pete mentioned his friend, the late Norman Barrett, who was a fantastic guitarist, a Christian from the Northwest. And so here to end this programme are two tracks by the Barrett Band, Playing in the City and The Only One.
Close the chat room door, but please tune in next time to Flame CCR on 1521 Medium Wave for more from Green Door Studios chat room.
Green Door!
We hope you enjoyed this programme, which is under the copyright of Wirral Christian Media Limited. Details of the Flame CCR broadcasts and webcasts are on our website, www.flameradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Flame.